And the second year is all of the Kibush Yochim. On the seventh year, he took over and conquered Yochim. Yeah. So it's not really a Golus then, but call upon him that Kibush, the second year, he took over Yochim, and that's called the first Golus. That Yochim most likely came in Nefet to Nebuchadnezzar then. So kids, it wasn't three different times of Golus. It was only two times of Golus. Yeah. The other Gemara said before, the Brice also said V'chein B'shniya. The same thing happened by the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. It was also happening at the same time. It also took place on Moitzoi Shvi'is. The same thing. So Gemara asked the question, V'chein B'shniya. So Gemara asked the question, V'shniya B'moitzoi Shvi'is Mimishkachas Lo? Is it true what he's saying? Is it possible to come out that the second Bayis was also Chorav on Moitzoi Shvi'is? Michti, let's see. Bayis Sheni Kamo Kom. How long was the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni? It was Arba Meya V'Yesrim. It was 420 years. Now, in Mashma, they knew that the second Bayis started by the beginning of a Yovel. So now, Arba Meya, his 400 years, was Timna Yovel. It was 8 Yovels. If a Yovel is 50 years, so 8 times 50 is 400. So after 400 years of the Bayis, that was a Yovel. Arbeisa, the next 14 years, that's Tereshua, it's two Shemitahs. Parshul Shish left over with 6 years, that's how you have 420. 14 and 6 is 20. It's a Havalei B'shisha B'shua. So it should come out that the Churban, the second Bayis, happened on the 6th year of Shemitah, not on Maitzoy Shemitah. So how does it come out? So the answer is no. To answer you, Hamani, this Bryce goes according to Rabbi Yosef, was saying is then Hamani Rabbi Yudi, goes according to Rabbi Yudi Shita. The Yom Rav Yud holds that Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year of Yovel. Yovel means you counted already 7 Shemitahs. You count 1 to 3. 7 is the one Shemitah. The next count 7 Shemitahs. And the 50th year is Yovel. So the Machloek is, how do you count the 50th year? Is it a year by itself called Yovel? And then the 51st year is the new Shemitah? Or no, Rav Yud, the Shita is Shnas Chamishim Oilu Lakan Lakan. It's like a called Yovel, but it's also considered the first year of the next Shemitah. So really it's not a cheshbon of 50 years, it's really a cheshbon only of 49 years. And so like every 49 years starts over again a new Shemitah. The 50th year sure has a din of Yovel to it. There's a lach alai Shemitah, but you don't count it as a new year by itself, it's the beginning of the next Shemitah, of the next Yovel. If so, I say Timna mitimna Yovel, from the 8 Yovels, we said over 400 years, you have another 8 years on the Cheshbon. And so you have 8 years, Tahani Shis, and these other 6, because you have 14 years and 6, so you have 8 and 6, Heavy Abbas, 8 and 6 is 14. Ishtachar comes out to the Moitzoy Shvi is Chorav, it's very good. There's another set of 7, another like 14, so it makes again the Moitzoy Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, the end of the 7th year, that's when the Churban took place. So according to Yudu, it came out good. Samor says no. If the Bryce Reb Yosef is going according to Reb Yudi Shita, then Borishayna Lemeshkachas Lo. It won't come out that the first Churban Habayis took place on Moitzoy Shvi'is. The time you learn like this, Sheva Osa Yovlois Manu Yisrael, 17 Yovlois, Klai Yisrael counted from the time Mishenichnus Olos, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, V'yad Shiyotzu, until they had the Churban of the Bayis Arishan, till the end of the Churban of the first Bayis, they counted 17 Yovlois. Now, you can't tell me that they started to count Yovel as soon as they came into Eretz Yisrael, because Shumata, you can't even say like that, Nimtzos Bayis Chorav Betchilas Yovel. The Bayis should have been Chorav on the beginning of Yovel, which means Rashi says on Yovel itself. And Viyata Moitza Barbos Hashon Achar Sherhuk Seir, you can't have either in the 14 years after of the Churban, you won't have that either. You won't have either one of these two cheshbonos. You won't have. You're like we had before that the pasuk says the 14th year after the Churban Habayis, that was Yovel. So this doesn't come out that the Bayis was Churban on Yovel. So you can't have this next pasuk. But the pasuk there's Mashma the Yatamotza Biyar Boster Shonacha Ashuk's ear, which was Yovel. So it won't come out as good cheshbon. Ella, when do we have to start counting Yovel? Ella Tzei Mehem Sheva Shekirsha, the first 7 years. The Klai Yisrael fought to capture Eretz Yisrael, that's not included. v'sheva shechugah, in the next 7 years they went to divide up Eretz Yisrael. So don't count those 14 years. You count after that. The Yatamaitzi come out, the Yabasa Shona, Achra Shoksir, then it come out good that the 14 years after the Churban HaBayis was Yovel, like we had before. He's a Shona, we said that the Rosh Hashanah comes out on Yom Kippur, that's Yovel. So 14 years after the Churban HaBayis was Yovel, because we first start counting it if first 14 years later after they came into Eretz Yisrael. So it's very good that the Churban HaBayis, and then there was 14 years till the end of that Yovel. Now, the Rabbi Yehuda, if the price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, I see Shifsa, Mishifsa, you counted 17 Yovels, so there's another 17 years. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yovel is not a counting of 50 years, it's only 49 years. So you have another 17 years. If so, Shabbat Yehani, put it on these, have a little bit lost to Bishrua. Like it should come out, and the Churban HaBayis took place on the third year of Shemitah. Not on Mitzvah Shvius, so it doesn't come out good according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first Cheshbin. Smur says, no, maybe Hanu Shoni, the Yaglinu Sancheriv, those years that Sancheriv took us out, ruled over us, Ad Yossi Yimyo Adrinato, Yimyo came brought us back, like a Choshevlu, that's not on the Cheshbin. Because those years we weren't allowed to plow Rashi says and plant anyway then. But since those 3 years we couldn't have plowed from until we returned, so those are not included. Like those 3 years of the 7 year cycle, those were not included. Therefore, maybe comes a good according to Rabbi Yehuda. He boys said another pshat could be like this: Mel Yerlum Rabbanon. Really, we go according to Rabbanon's Cheshbon that Yovel is the 50th year, and the next Cheshbon starts the 51st year. His soul was a kasha on the second bias. It shouldn't have been Chorav on Mitzoy Shmit in a Mitzoy Shmita. So the answer was V'chikatoni V'chein. Not that the price of Rabbi Yossi said. They said V'chein B'shniya. The same halacha is applied to the Churban HaBayis Hasheni means Ashara. It did not go on the loch of Mitzoy Shvius. It just went on the other things that he said. Ashar means on the other things that had happened on Tisha B'Av, and it happened on Mitzoy Shabbos, that both the first and the second bias was both Chorav on Tisha B'Av and Mitzoy Shabbos, but not to say it happened on Mitzoy Shemitah. And the Moses Hokunam is this far also. Hokunam is Tavro. Because Dila Te'emoch, if not going to say like this, Misham Rosso, it says, Shal Yoyoriv, Bishniya Mihevei. Like, if you want to tell me V'chein means everything that happened on the first bias, happened by the second bias also, so it says by the first bias, the Mishma, which Kahanim are doing the avoided then, Vishas the Churban, it was the Mishma of Yoyoriv, it says. So the question is, by the bias of Mikas Hashemi, we didn't have the Mishma of Yoyoriv. So even though the bias before says V'chein, that's a proof to say it doesn't mean everything took place the same way the second Churban and the first Churban. It only means that both happened on Mitzvah Shabbos and both happened on Tisha B'Av. But after the first one happened, B'shas the Mishmar of Yoyoriv, the second one was not the same way. Because otherwise it's Shver, but Tanya was done like this. Arba Mishmaris Olam in Agoyla. Four Mishmaris went up from the Goyla. Rashi says that means by Bimei Ezra, B'shas the building the second bias. Who were these four? It was Yadiyah, the Chorim, Pashcha, the Imur, but not Yoyoriv, he did not come up. Omar, the Vim, Shabbat, the Vim between them, they got up, the Chokim, they divided up from these four Mishpoches, Lechov, Dalad, Mishmoros, to 24 different Mishmoros. Bolom, they put him into one big pushka, like one big box, they mixed it up, and Nostam, they put it into a box. Bo Yedaya, he picked out his name, Venot, the Chalka, the Chalachaveh, Rashesh, he took four Mishmoros. Bo Chok,